Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Mount Isa farmers have 1 hour to voice their concerns about the price of products. The Supermarket Pricing Select Committee's second round of submissions close at 10 a.m. today. Committee Chair Tom Smith says it's an opportunity to have your say and it can be done anonymously.
I know I've had really good conversations with Globby Catter since then about is it maybe that we need to go out to Mount Isa and have a look at how the prices in the supermarkets there are different to how they are, whether it's in Bundy or down in the southeast corner.
The Youth Justice Select Committee is expected to release a report outlining their key findings. The group was established just 8 months ago, but has disbanded following a motion being moved in State Parliament on Wednesday. Queensland Council of Social Services CEO Amy McVie says she hopes this report will justify the hard work of all who got involved.
And does provide us with something of a blueprint that can be acted on so that a youth justice strategy can be developed and so we can get on with funding initiatives that we know work.
Queensland Health says they are taking a strategic response to ensure 70,000 babies and children receive the RSV immunisation. It comes after the AMA Queensland revealed the only approved vaccination is in very limited supply, just days after the state's free immunisation program began. Hospitals have the first round of the product, but GPs will need to place orders when the program becomes available to other children at the end of April. Nearly 11,000 RSV cases have been recorded across Queensland. Two of those are in the northwest. And 77% of Queenslanders support the creation of more national parks, according to polling from the Protect Beautiful Queensland Alliance. Meantime, conservationists are celebrating the announcement of the acquisition of Vergmont Cattle Station, a landmass equivalent to the size of the Australian Capital Territory.